This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. Dealing with a little bit of seasonal allergies where everything's starting to pop up even more and more, so allergies are getting the best of me today. I apologize. Still here to answer those questions, and I know we do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Olga is in Tewksbury.
Olga, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I found some poison ivy in a flower bed last year, and I thought I got rid of it, and unfortunately, it's at the base of a peony plant now. How do I get rid of it without losing my peony?
So the best way to do it would be to see if you can find some, like, rubber gloves and try to pull it out that way. Because the peony is very herbaceous, spraying anything could go right onto the peony itself, and it seems like it might be a little bit too hard for it. There are some weed killers where you could, kind of like paint the leaves on it. You could use the poison ivy and brush control from Boneye. They have one like that where you could actually get the concentrated version of it. Or even if you got the trigger spray, what you could do, there's a couple ways to do it. One, you could open the bottle, take a paintbrush, and paint the leaves, obviously wearing gloves. Or what some people will do is they'll get like cardboard or something to cover the peony itself, but only show the poison ivy, and from there spray the poison ivy there. But it's hard because that peony is very herbaceous, and it's the same thing with a poison ivy. They're very herbaceous, so spraying it might kill both if you don't protect the plant somehow. Again, it can be cardboard or some sort of plastic, something to cover the leaves. Because the poison ivy killer goes through the leaves, it absorbs through the leaves, and then goes down into the root. So, okay. As long as you're protecting the leaves and the stem of the peony, you should be okay to spray anything along those lines.
Okay. I do have one more question.
Sure.
My daughter just planted two Cleveland pears, one in the front of their yard and one in the back of the yard. In listening to your show, I hear you talk about pollination. This
yep.
is just for the flowers visually.
Yes.
Does she have to have another?
No.
Okay, good.
Hers are fine, yeah. So that's a That's a flowering pear tree that can pollinate just from the bees that are in the area. That should be fine without an issue. Okay. And even ones in the front, so say they needed to, one in the front, one in the back, they actually would be fine to pollinate each other if that were the case. But in this case, they don't need to.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And I have to say, I used to listen to this show years ago. Just realized your dad passed, and my condolences. I love
thank you.
The show.
Thank
and I
you.
Am going to be a new-time listener all the time now that I'm retired. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you, Olga. Have
Bye-bye.
A great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim is in Westford.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks, Patrick. I have a question. I put in a dozen hydrangeas last Wednesday.
Okay.
Dug the hole probably twice as big as the root ball. I threw some, I think it was like Scott's garden soil in there and filled,
okay.
You know, maybe 2 or 3 inches up. They're planted on the side of a hill, you know, a couple inches of loam going down, and then it gets sandy. All the leaves have started to, the plants wilted, and then some of the leaves started to dry out.
Did they start to turn brown or black?
Brown.
Okay. So what
yes.
could have been, what day last week did you plant them?
Wednesday.
Okay. So Wednesday night we had a little bit of a frost where it got
yep.
a little bit cold overnight. So that could be
okay.
part of it, I would
yep.
think. I don't think the soil selection is a problem. I wouldn't,
okay.
I personally wouldn't use the Scotts, but it's not a bad soil.
Mm-hmm.
Any soil that you're adding that has something in it, some sort of compost, is going to be helpful. So there's
okay.
no problem with the soil. What I'd look for you to do is on these hydrangeas, water them. You're going to water them heavily, but you're going to do it in a way where we're going to leave the hose on a trickle on each
okay.
one of the plants for about 20 minutes on each one.
All right.
What that does
okay.
is allows the water to absorb into the plant slower so that the
mm-hmm.
plant can actually take in the water better, right? You're getting a deeper watering so that watering goes to the lower roots to push those roots out.
Okay.
What I'd like to see you do is get some Biotone. Okay, it's a Biotone starter from Espoma.
Okay.
They have a great, it's a great fertilizer, but it helps with transplant shock. It's got mycorrhizae fungi in that that help the root system to explore and become bigger and
yep.
feed off of what's there a little bit better. You wouldn't want to fertilize it with anything until next season, like start next season as like a 10-10-10. You could do
yep.
some sort of liquid food during the year a little bit later, maybe like a Miracle-Gro. But it's this first year, it's really developing its root system, developing everything like that. So it doesn't need as much of the heavy feed. Whereas next
okay.
year, we'd look to start off the season with either a 10-10-10 or like a super phosphate.
All right.
The brown leaves that are on there, take a look at the branching and see if the branching,
yep.
like scratch the bark, see if any of the bark behind it is green. If it's green behind, it's still viable. If it started to turn brown, that's when you can kind of prune those areas off.
Okay.
But I think what might have happened is Wednesday it dipped down to about 35, 36 degrees. And
mm-hmm.
I think that could have had part of the reason why it's done that. If it was out
okay.
Tuesday night and Wednesday night, there could have been the issue there because Tuesday night was actually, it got down to like 33 or 34, so we definitely had a frost, and any of
yep.
the hydrangeas that had leaves, like heavy leaves, got that frost to it and could have actually affected them a little bit.
Okay. All right, so water, what, every day like that, trickle?
Probably every few days. So by doing the deeper watering and having it on a trickle, you're probably not going to have to water it as much. Right? It's
okay.
going to, the deeper the watering, the stronger the plant will be long term. And so it won't have to survive from you watering it. It can survive from the land itself. So you can probably do it every couple days. It'll depend on the weather. If we have some of these hot, hot days, you might actually end up having to do it every day.
Yeah.
But right now, do it every few days. As we get into the summer, when it gets warmer, you know, take a look at it. Don't ever let the hydrangea dry out completely.
Right.
It doesn't want to sit in water, but it doesn't want to dry out. Because when it dries out, what it does is it weakens the plant a little bit. And every time it dries out, it weakens it a little bit more, becomes a little bit more susceptible to disease and insect. So that's why we don't want it to dry out. That's why we look for those deeper waterings like we're discussing.
All right, great. Hey, just a quick question. Where do I pick up the biotome? Where would I get that?
You can get a local garden center. You're in Westford. So you could head over to the Mahoney's, or you could head over to Weston Nurseries in Chelmsford there. I think Cataldo is in the area.
All right, good. And can I put mulch around it?
Yeah, definitely. Don't go too close to the stem of the hydrangea. You know, bring it out a couple inches. You can do a nice light coating towards it, but bring it towards the outside to keep the moisture in as well.
All right, great. Thanks for all your advice.
All right, Jim, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat is in Massachusetts.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question about my tomato seedlings that I'm growing.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I should fertilize them, or is the, you know, the seed starter mix that I planted them in, does that have nutrition in it?
So it usually doesn't. It's just a more of a lighter mix to it. Now they've started to pop up, and they're probably what, like 8-10 inches tall, 6 inches tall?
Oh, not that tall. Maybe 3-4 inches.
Okay. So you could start using like a liquid type plant food, you know, like a 10-10-10 or an all-purpose liquid
How
food.
About,
you don't want
Neptune's Harvest fish. Is that okay?
That's a great one. That was actually my next suggestion. They have a tomato and veg that is actually it's less than the 10-10-10 because it's organic. Which is perfect. So I think it's like a 4-3-3 or a 5-4-4. It's one of those. But they have
okay.
a tomato and veg one. That would be awesome to use for vegetables and tomatoes specifically.
Is it too soon since they're only about 4 inches tall? Should I wait or not?
So I would start to do it a little bit. Mix, you know, a dose that's not too heavy. You know, not too much. We're looking to do a little bit less, but you could plant fertilize everything with it. The one thing with that Neptune's Harvest, I'm sure you've used it before, is if you have leftover, use it because it's
right.
It's fish. It's rotten fish
right.
that you're going to start smelling.
Right.
So, but yeah, you could definitely use it now early. Now that
okay.
it's started to you know, pop and there's some growth to it, 3-4 inches is a good time when. With a soil starter, a seed starter, there's really nothing to it. It's just a lighter mix, so the roots have something, so they can grow a little easier.
Okay, so I probably should have been fertilizing earlier. Huh?
Well, no, this would be the perfect time, because if you do it too early when it's just a small sprout, you know, maybe an inch coming out. The plant might be a little bit too weak to take it, and any fertilizer might be a little bit too much. So now that you've gotten some height to it, a couple inches, 3 inches, I think you're going to be all right to start with it.
Good. Great. Thank you so much.
You have a great one.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we're all going to be spending some time outside this summer, and mosquitoes are starting everywhere. Now, mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus, but Summit mosquito dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Summit, responsiblesolutions.com. Now, we do have some calls, so get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bruce is in Cape Cod.
Bruce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem with rabbits and moles and voles around my shed.
Okay. So the rabbit problem, I have there's a product out there. I can't even think of the name. Rabbit Scram is the name I'm looking for. Rabbit Scram is a great repellent for rabbits. One of the reasons why I like about it so much is it's a repellent that if it gets wet, it becomes stronger. A lot of repellents that are out there, if they get wet, you actually have to reapply. So this Rabbit Scram is a granular. You make a perimeter around the area that you're trying to keep them out, and then build that perimeter out a little bit further to push everything. The downfall is if you put it around the shed and they live underneath, they might not want to come out, right?
I'll leave one side open.
You know what I mean, right? So yeah, it does scare it. A gentleman I work with has used it in his yard for the past 4 or 5 years, and he uses it, and when he actually sees rabbits come towards the house, they actually stop at the perimeter where he's put it, and they go the opposite way. So it's crazy. I wouldn't believe it if I heard it, but this gentleman who I work with, I've worked for a number of years, and he really relies on it a lot. So the moles and voles, I'm going to take a break, so hang tight on the other side. I'll give you some more information.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two former presidents released video commencement messages to America's graduating high school seniors. Former Commander-in-Chief Bill Clinton calling for them to work towards compromise rather than conflict.
Help to build, not tear down. Help to support, not demean. If you do, you will find your own path to fulfillment and happiness.
In his message, former President Barack Obama took some thinly veiled shots at the Trump administration.
Doing what feels good, what's convenient, what's easy, that's how little kids think. Unfortunately, a lot of so-called grown-ups, including some with fancy titles and important jobs, still think that way. which is why things are so screwed up.
The first tropical storm of the season has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. Tropical Storm Arthur not expected to impact the United States, although it will move close to the eastern shore of North Carolina tomorrow. This is USA Radio News. Some House and Senate Democrats are launching a probe into the firing of the State Department's Inspector General. Top Democrats say they believe the ousting of Steve Linnick was politically motivated. They allege Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the recommendation to fire Linnick so as to block an investigation by the IG. Comedy fans still mourning the passing of Fred Willard at 86 on Friday. Here he is in a classic scene from the movie Best in Show from the year 2000.
Just an idea off the top of my head. Why didn't he put the blood on, put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats, and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows is.
But it would, I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock
Absolutely,
Holmes hat
yes.
with a pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it.
Willard died of natural causes, and this is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. My phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I know we had Bruce on the line. Is Bruce still there with us, Nathan?
Yes, we are.
All right, Bruce. You had a second question, a follow-up, that I wanted to get to you. Can you just remind us what that is for everyone?
That was moles and voles.
Okay.
Under the shed as well, or in that area.
So the moles and voles usually will venture into the, you know, the lawn. They're looking for the insects in the lawn.
Yeah.
So there is a repellent for that called, it's not Moltox. Moltox is the killer. It's a mole repellent from Bonide. Some reason today, all of my...
Is it Chase?
There is a chaser. It's Mole Max. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Mole Max is a mole and vole repellent. So it works in the same way. You create a perimeter and push them out. So the thing about moles, though... moles can have like a underground area of like thousands of feet, right? So you can tell that the moles, cause they have like little volcanoes in their holes that you see, right? In the ground. So one way to help figure out exactly where they are at this moment is to find all those holes at night. You know, not at night, but at dusk, if you will. Dawn. So at the end of the day, cover all those holes. Step on all the holes, okay, that you can find. The next morning, go out there and see which holes are still, have like erupted or come back and opened up. That is going to show you where they're active. So you know not to use the repellent around the entire yard. You use it in that area to push them away from what you're trying to do. So that's the way to tell which way to, like, you know, where they're actually active and how to get them to get rid of them. It comes in a granular form. This is one that you make a perimeter, and it can last up to 3 months in it. And this is the time of year to be doing it because this is when they're the most active.
So you just, in this case, it's on the grass near the shed, but just put it around the grass?
Yeah, so, again, like I said, try to find where they're the most active because they can have holes everywhere, but they could be on the other side of the yard at this point. Right.
Yeah. Well, so I cover... only see them in one area. The holes are only in one area that I see.
Okay. So maybe that's the area that's the most infected. But cover them all up and then use the repellent to push them away from there. And you slowly kind of, you follow the instructions on the bag. It says move it, you know, towards where you're trying to push them away every few days. Or I think it's like a week or so that you would reapply it. To push them away from where you don't want them.
Okay, and this is Mole Max.
Mole Max, yes. If you
now you mentioned one other time Case.
This is mole chaser from Natural Alternative. I think it's just it might actually just be called Chaser. I'm looking up on their website while we talk because there's so many other products out there. I'm just trying to think. It's a chase mole, yeah. So it's a mole and gopher or mole and vole repellent. That comes in a 6-pound bag. So you can purchase it online and have it delivered right to your house.
Okay. Well, thank you, Patrick. I appreciate your time.
No problem, Bruce. You have a great rest of your day and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next? Nathan, you with me? All right, so we'll keep on keeping
Sorry,
on here.
Peg is in Cape Cod.
All right, Peg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I had a question about hydrangeas.
Okay.
I have quite a few. I mean, probably 20-something throughout the yard. And I always forget exactly what's what in terms of its name. But the ones I'm wondering most about are smaller ones. They're more like 3 feet high, and generally they stay fairly bright pink, like they're round flowers, bright pink. The way they're coming up this year, there's a lot of what looks like sticks just sticking up, and then there's very low green growth in the middle. And so what I'm wondering is, do I cut those stick things off, or might they bloom in the end?
No, so don't cut any of it off at this point. We are a little bit behind when it comes to it. So I have some blue hydrangeas, which would be, you know, we could turn them pink based on the acidity or alkaline of the soil. I have them in my yard. They look like sticks right now with green leaves coming from the bottom. And I'm not going to cut anything yet. Allow those leaves to pop back up and pop through. And it will start to fill out for you. Because if you cut them back, what you're doing with a lot of the pink and blue hydrangeas is they bloom on the last year's growth. If you cut them back, you're not going to get the flowers as much as you're looking for. I know it looks like it's dead because it's just the sticks. But you leave them, and I think this year it's going to be a little bit later, more towards the beginning of June. Heat that we're getting is definitely helping. That heat will help produce some of those leaves and get them to be bigger. But definitely don't cut the sticks down. Those you're going to need to keep that plant bushy again.
Okay. Because there's many other ones I have in my yard, especially bigger ones that are maybe more the, you know, 5 foot to bigger range. They're covered in green leaves right now.
Yeah. Again, I would want you to wait a little bit. Reason being on this is it's that some hydrangeas can just be a little bit slower than others. They're ones that can be just a little bit behind. Like I said, mine out in my yard are still sticks, and I have one that has more leaves than the other, but I'm not going to cut anything because I want it to fill back out, and I want to get those blossoms this season.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good to know.
If you want to push a little bit of growth or at least give it some fertilizer, you can use like a 10-10-10 fertilizer to help push everything, but give nutrients back to the plant so that it can absorb and grow stronger for you. That might be your best bet.
I use something called Pro Holly that was recommended.
Okay.
And then I used some compost and then we mulched.
So the one thing I want you to think about with that Pro Holly. If it was an acidic fertilizer. So if it was an acidic fertilizer, the blossoms on there might start to turn a little bit more blue. Your pink, to keep your blossoms, if you want to keep them pink, you're going to need to have a more alkaline-based fertilizer.
Well, actually, what I did was I added some lime to the pink ones, too.
Okay, and are you looking to get them to go into that blue color? Okay, you want so the lime's going to keep it up, to keep it that pink, but the acidity of like the Pro Holly just has me a little bit concerned in the back of my head here. So just take a look if it's, you know, maybe if it's all of a sudden starts to turning that like almost like a in between pink. You know, don't use that one again and stick with the lime and maybe hit it with lime again in the fall to bring up its
liquid lime. Because it's hard to do it once you have all the mulch on.
Oh, I know. There used to be a liquid lime, and I haven't seen it on, on sale anywhere. I'd have to do a little bit more research. There was a company. It was just called Liquid Lime, and it was out there. I've only seen really the granular forms.
Okay. All right. How often would you do that during the summer, the lime, to try to keep?
So I'd only do it the spring now and then do it again in the fall. You don't want to over-lime it because sometimes, what I'd like to see is the results from this spring for you. If it doesn't change colors, if it doesn't, keeps that pink that you're looking for, then don't worry about it unless you want it to get it a deeper pink color. Then you can lime it in the fall.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right, thanks so much for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we do have some more calls, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sherry's in Yarmouthport.
Sherry, welcome to the Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have two things. I think I'll do my question first, just in case there's not enough time. I purchased... It's like a mini greenhouse, but it's like a cold frame.
Okay.
Because I've never had good luck with seeds. And I set it up, and it has like an automatic window so that it never gets too hot. But this is, I'm so intrigued by this item that I watch it a lot. During the day on Cape Cod, it's getting... inside 100 degrees, even with the window open. At night, it goes down to about 40, 42. Will seeds germinate in those conditions? They seem extreme.
So it is very extreme. One of the things that you need to focus, to worry about the most is the soil temperatures there. So the soil temperatures should be warm enough where they will help it germinate without having the problem. As long as it's only getting to like 44, 45 degrees in there overnight and it's not going into the 30s, then they should be okay. That heat, it's in like a mini greenhouse, right? Even though the windows are open, it's still getting that warmth to it, which will help push some of those seedlings. But the extreme temperature difference could be a problem, going forward. But just based on like temperatures and everything that I'm seeing, we're not going to have very cold nights going forward. Maybe one. So I think you're going to be okay.
All right. Some of the containers that I'm using for the seedlings, they're called Jiffy Pots, but they're the size of like an egg. So it's a very small amount. That's why I was afraid of that 100-degree temperature in there, because the amount of soil around the little seed is so small.
Well, so maybe how big have they grown at this point?
Not at all. I put them in last week. Yeah.
Okay. So it will take a little bit of time for them to pop up. Once you start to see some of that growth, just focus on your watering. But I think you should be all right with that. But I think, you know, this little greenhouse is going to be good for the plants long term. So I wouldn't worry as much with the big temperature difference. Just because I think the weather going forward is going to warm up for you. We are going to a break, but I know you have two questions, so I want you to hang tight. And on the other side, I can answer the other one for you. Okay?
Thank you, Patrick.
No problem. So we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll finish up with Sherry, and then we'll wrap up the show today. So we'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees. And it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the guy to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Sherry. She had another question that I wanted to help her out with. So, Sherry, what was that second question that you had?
Hi, Patrick. Actually, it was a comment regarding a prior caller. I think her name was Bridget, and she wanted to do her driveways.
Yep.
And you suggested the vinegar and salt solution.
Yep.
With the surfactant, a little bit of Dawn, a tablespoon of Dawn, I have been using that for years. It does a beautiful job. You can tell her that I buy the vinegar. It's like 1 1/3 gallon per bottle for less than $4 at the warehouse store. I also buy the salt at the warehouse store. And it's a very economical and effective method to keep your driveways clear. About 2 days ago, I decided to use it in the way back of my yard, mm-hmm. where it's just, I have to mow it because this weed grass grows all the time, and I just want to cover it up with mulch. And what I did is I used that solution out there. The next day, it's all brown.
Awesome.
So you gave her excellent advice, and I hope she... Go ahead.
It's just great. I appreciate the feedback.
Okay, so thank you so much. Love your show. You do an excellent job, Patrick.
Thank you, Sherry. You have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You as well. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, I'm going to go right back into the lines. We have tons of phone calls to get to. Nathan, who's up next?
Marilyn is in New Hampshire.
Marilyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Yes. I'd like to know what your solutions are about moss on lawns.
So there's some products out there called Moss Out, that's one of the best ones to kill the moss. What it will do, there's also Moss Max, which you can get in like a liquid form. You attach to the hose, and it kills it.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is there's something else going on with the moss.
Yeah.
Maybe it's compact soil. Maybe it's some other things with the soil that are going on. So I like to get a soil test to find out if there's something going on there. But I know that it likes the shade, it likes acidity, and it grows that way. So it might be something where I'm going to throw some lime down in the area. I'm also going to look at a product. Natural Alternatives has a product called Sulfur, or you can go with like a Jonathan Green product called Love Your Lawn, or Love Your Soil, excuse me.
Oh, I got some of that. I haven't applied it yet.
And that's going to help break down underneath a little bit and help some of the trapped nutrients be released.
Yeah.
Into the area. So that would be something I would do. I'd kill the moss first.
Yeah.
With a spray. Then you have to rake it up. It doesn't just go away and shrivel up. So it'll turn black. You just have to rake it up, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Then apply that Love Your Soil.
Yeah.
To the area. You're probably going to need to do it again in about 6 weeks to help break up a little bit, and you'll probably start to see some better results. If you're going to put grass there, if you're looking to put grass there, putting the grass seed down, adding when you have the Love Your Soil going on, plus a lime, you can definitely be successful with there to bring the pH up and to break up the clay that's underneath it.
Well, people have told me that because I had grass there. But it's going to destroy the grass?
So what it does is it just takes over, but it's more of a secondary thing that's happening. There's an issue with the soil.
Yeah.
And that's why that Love Your Soil is going to help break it up under there, releasing those nutrients so you can restart the grass seed there to have a lawn there with a shade-tolerant grass seed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Marilyn, you have a great one.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye. So we're about 40 seconds away from wrapping up the show. So I'm not going to take any more calls. I apologize to anybody who's on the line. Thank you for calling, everybody, today. We'll be back next week from 6 to 10 to answer all your gardening questions. I will want to say now, my wife's birthday is Wednesday, so happy birthday to her early. I get the pleasure of saying it on air. For everybody to hear. So happy birthday to my wife, Kristen, coming up this week. To everybody else, get out there, plant something. As always, be good to each other. We start to open back up. Just remember, everybody's been stuck, too. We're all a little agitated, so be good to each other. I'll see you next week.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.